Oh, and it is almost here. Just a few more hours. But until then, we've got fun things to talk about. We've got things to talk about on KKFT, The Monica Jay Show, 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. So if you are concerned about growth in our area, I'm going to just start off with this because this is very important. And you need to know that this is kind of one of your last times to do it. Today's the day. Special meeting. Okay? One of your last opportunities to get in on the talks of what's going on here in the community. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, just like anything else, just like the community homeless advisory board meetings, just like county commission meetings, they just all of a sudden pop up. And it's almost impossible for you to take the time to get to them. So we have what's called a regional planning commission. Okay. What they do is, so you know how in the field of money, there are these people who project out. Okay, they tell you that they look at the numbers and this is how many housing developments we're going to need. This is how many residences we're going to need. This is how many jobs we're going to need. They're forecasters. Kind of like how weather people forecast the weather. No offense, but how many times do they get that right? So let's look at this. Forecasters and the Regional Planning Governing Board have gotten together and they have put together the plan. Okay, the plan. Regional Planning Commission review meeting. Public input. Did you know that they have done this for the last 2 days and today is the last one? If you would like to participate, it is tonight, 6 p.m., 900 Foothill Road in Reno. 900 Foothill Road in Reno. This is the opportunity for your input. They are literally mapping the future of Washoe County. How it is going to look in the next 10, 20 years. The last meeting is going to be on October 10th. And that is going to be possible adoption of it. We talk about growth. We talk about smart growth. We talk about areas that people really don't want certain types of building going into. This is where it's where it all comes together. So if you are concerned at all with the look of Washoe County in the future, which I don't know, you have to step back and say, is it a waste of time? Because developers are just going to come in and change the plan. They're just going to come in and, well, we bought this property out here. We would like to build this out here. Approve it, or we're going to sue. We made you know, We took your guidelines. We fixed what we had. Yeah. Approve it or we sue. You hear that a lot here in Northern Nevada. Why do we keep hearing that? Who's dropping the ball? So please, take part. Tonight, 6 o'clock, 900 Foothill Road. If you forget it, text me, email me, call. I'll give you the address again and the time. Let's go to the phone lines quickly and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about what if Nevada in a whole came a libertarian state? What were your opinion on that?
Neil, I don't think we're going to be a libertarian state because Democrat control in Clark County and the Democrats up here would never go for that. They don't want freedoms. They don't want you to live a life of making your own decisions because the liberal Democrats, the progressive Democrats, the Democrats just in general want to control everything. They want to control your rights. They want to control what you eat, what you drink. If you put salt on your food, it'll never happen. And that, if anything, the libertarians should be fighting with the Republicans against the Democrats, because if the libertarians are so independent, well, the one party that is taking away all of their rights is the Democrat Party.
No, and another thing I wanted to talk about is I sent an email to you, and did you ever receive it?
Neil, I haven't gotten anything from you.
Okay, that's fine. It's about Vermin Supreme and other stuff.
Okay, send it again. Remember, it's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A,
at
991fmtalk.com.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Neil. Thanks for the call, because, boy, libertarians should be standing up and fighting with Republicans. Joining Republicans, especially under President Trump. President Trump, who, you know, I'm sorry, nothing against the shows that we have, but I'm getting a little tired of Armstrong and Getty bashing our president. I'm totally for what he's doing. And the only thing he's doing is trying to take away what the swamp and what the Democrats have done. Well, and what some Republicans have done as well. That's the problem, is the swamp knows no races, no religions, no political parties in D.C. It's all about control. Let's go back to the phone lines on this fabulous Friday at 884-9910 and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I have one comment about all this junk, I'll call it, with Trump and what they're trying to do to him.
Let me guess. You wanted to start the word with a C-R-A. Yeah.
Well, let me say this. Here's the picture. We have a president that's been doing a fantastic job, period. Now, we're supposed to believe a bunch of politicians that have less than a 14% approval rate over a president that has a 53% approval rate. We're supposed to believe them?
Yeah, because they're elected representatives and have been in there for decades, and they know how it works, and
And that's exactly the problem.
Yep.
So we have this. I think it's fantastic, though, because, you know, I'm on Facebook, and there's a lot of comments that I see on different things and stuff. And with that, and you've probably have seen some of my postings, but what's happened is the people are rebelling against this. I'm seeing Democrats stating, I was born and raised a Democrat, have been for all my life, but I have now changed. Trump will get my vote this coming 2020 election for 2020. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen numerous ones do that. And
well, I think that's the biggest thing that Trump has done, Dave, besides helping the economy and the jobs and getting the world for us straightened out to where we're not participating and everybody's, you know, fighting, is the fact that he has unmasked the Democrats for the hypocrisy that they have shown over the decades. And that's what's really getting him.
Let's step a little further than that. He has unmasked Congress, period. Because
yes,
you remember there was a lot of Republicans that were against him until they figured
yep.
out when he won, they figured out they better get on board.
Yeah,
Graham was one of them.
Yeah. I'm going crazy thinking that I actually supported Mitt Romney at one point.
Oh, he is a absolute joke. Now, I'm from Michigan originally, and I was there when his dad was the governor of Michigan, 2-term. He was a fantastic governor. And being a fantastic governor, his son he's got to be rolling over in his grave with the way his son is acting. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So, and I got some other things too, but I'll save them for another time.
Dave, you call anytime. You've always got great insight.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Dave. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. It's your talk lines. 884-9910. Let your voice be heard. And I especially appreciate, you know, when people like Dave call in that have come to Nevada. You bring experiences from other states. And boy, it makes a difference. I know, I came from California. But I left all that garbage behind. I came here as a Republican, and I will live and die here as a conservative Republican. It's KKFT, the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk station. 10 to noon every day, your opinions, your thoughts, and more importantly, your concerns, especially for the way Northern Nevada is going. 884-910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Now, I know I'm going to irk someone off here because there's a listener out there who hates it when I talk about dogs. But I love dogs. Love dogs. They bring something to our lives that just makes such a huge difference. Yes, look at your face. Look at your face. So, hey, you know, if you want to see something absolutely adorable, go on to carsonnow.org. Travel on down. Michael Hull Chevy Buick. They've got a picture here, just kind of a TGIF. Absolutely adorable. Looks like a shepherd. Whoever started taking pictures of just the nose, I absolutely love that. Love it, love it, love it. Let me tell you about a great event that's going on, and that is the AKC All-Breed Dog Show Obedience and Rally Trials. It's happening in Carson City this weekend, and if you want to see some amazing dogs, there's going to be more than 800 dogs there this weekend. This is like the beginning of how you see the dogs in the, you know, the finals that are coming from Westminster and coming from the Yukonuba competition, stuff like that. Well, go root on for the locals. Yes. specialty shows today for like the Belgian sheepdogs, German short-haired pointers, Papillons, Rottweilers. Ugh, I love Rottweilers. I love sheepdogs now, too, because I just picked up a Shetland sheepdog, little Sheltie, and she is just a handful, I tell you. But this is going to be the event of all events. Now, everybody's being judged, too. The judging has actually already started because it starts today. Does it start today? No, it doesn't start today. Specialty shows start today. So tomorrow and Sunday, the judging starts at 8:30 in the morning, and it's going to run all the way until 5 o'clock. So Fuji Park, you don't want to miss it. If you really want to see some pampered, good-looking pooches, Fuji Park, take the kids. Oh, my gosh. Take the kids. But remember, it doesn't matter whether it's in Fuji Park, seeing an event like this. Don't take your own dogs, because there's already going to be 800 dogs there. But never, you yourself or the kids, let them touch a dog without permission or sticking your hand out, and sticking your hand out, not or. Never touch somebody else's dog without permission. It's only courteous, which I know we need to instill in our kids again. But it's safety as well. You know, these dogs are well-trained and everything, but you never know. Also, other things going on. We've got Lyon County Fun Day, or the Smith Valley Fun Days. I'm going to tell you about that coming up in a little bit. But getting back to what's going on here in Nevada, as Dave was talking about, you know, pulling the covers back on the Democrats, pulling those masks off. And there are a lot of them out there. I want to tell you about an experience that finally opened my eyes. I talk about this stuff every day. And until it just really happens to you and clicks. So an event at my house last Friday, absolutely wonderful. We had German food catered because we were doing a, you know, little Oktoberfest thing. And brought in Bavarian World. Never searched Bavarian World. Never searched German food or anything like that. Never searched German whatever. In my emails, emailing the girls, you know, this is the food we'll have, Spätzle and Schnitzel. And in the emails, using the words Bavarian, using the words German, using the words Oktoberfest, I get posts and notice from Zillow all the time. Because at one point, my husband and I had looked at moving to Montana and Wyoming. And then it was just, you know, we can't leave. We just, everything is here. We have it all. I click on Zillow a couple of days ago, and there are the most beautiful properties with German aesthetics. It looks like a home or a castle, like 10 of them right out of Bavaria. So I'm looking through them. And I'm just like, honey, look at this. Zillow sent us all these German homes. Isn't that cool? And he's just staring at me. And he's like, did you search for them? I said, no. And he goes, don't you get it? Don't you get the connection? And I'm just looking at him dumbfounded. And I'm like, no, Zillow sends me stuff all the time. Google was monitoring my emails and sent the information or sold the information to Zillow. And as my husband is explaining this to me, as I explain it to you all the time, my jaw just dropped and it's like, you just can't do anything. You can't even plan a party at your house without these guys tracking you. Just sad. Oh, but it's a help. No, it's not. You helped me in no way by sending me a list of homes in places I can't afford just because I was emailing something about Bavaria and Germany. We are the home of Fox News. It's 99.1 FM Talk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner.
Oh, let's just take a drive. Drive up around Lake Tahoe, drive down through the valleys. We have such a beautiful area here. KKFT 92.3 FM for Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. You know, let's make this a special Friday. I think I'm going to mix things up on Friday that before, at the beginning of every segment, I'm going to try to tell you an event that is happening somewhere in Northern Nevada. And so at the opening of this segment, I'm going to start with this weekend, Saturday, evening game, Wolfpack versus Hawaii, flying into town. I think that's why it's such a late evening game, but no, they'll be here today, actually, so they can get a little practice time in. I love it when teams come from areas where this altitude just gets to them. Helps us a little bit. Not always, but helps us a little bit. So I'm sure tickets are still available for Hawaii's game tonight, so check it out. It's going to be a great game tomorrow. Come on out and support the Pack. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Al this morning. Hi, Al. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you were bringing up some interesting points. One thing, now we're going to have to turn in our mileage. When will the next step be that you get a travel permit? No, you cannot go. You'll be using too much carbon, and we don't think you need to do it. Now, they have, in high school, we used to read a book called 1984. I imagine they don't have the kids read that book anymore.
No.
Well, considering our last president said we should be more like China. Exactly what should we be like China in, where Google helps track down dissidents? I mean,
yeah, and taking away books. Yeah, I mean, it's
that way.
Yeah, it's going to be exactly like that. We're going to go back to banning books, and yeah.
Canada is actually, they were thinking of arresting ministers for quoting the Bible. I'm not making these things up. And that's what's scary.
It's out there. Yeah, it's out there. It's for everybody to see. If you can find the stories that aren't buried, you know, there are world leaders this is what it is all pointing to, Al. And people have just shot others down as conspiracy theorists. And no, you know, I don't have to worry about something like that. They're going for a world government. That's why they talk of world leaders and world leaders getting together. And America is literally the last holdout. And we have been told by conservatives in Canada, conservatives in Europe, hold on. Don't let this happen. Yeah.
Australians.
You know, and they are screaming at us to hold on to our sovereignty, to hold on to our rights, and yet people just keep turning a blind eye. That's why they're going after the Second Amendment. Yeah, go ahead.
I mentioned some. Okay, there's Davy Cousins on YouTube, and she's
Davy
libertarian.
Cousins.
Yeah. Spelled
like D A
O U S E N S.
Okay.
And she's on YouTube, and I found her through Liberty Doll, and I was telling my daughter. My daughter wasn't interested in looking, but she's conservative. But I have friends that are conservative who don't vote. And I'm going, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I had to register Democrat here because I got in trouble because I was a Republican. Because I received some aid, and they looked up I was a Republican, and they said, what are you doing asking for aid? I'm disabled and 65. And they wanted to know, people like vote like you don't usually want anything. They went and checked what my political party was. They're not supposed to.
And that, yeah, that's, I want to say that's illegal, but, you know, I don't know, Al.
It's public record.
That's how bad it's gotten.
It's public record what party you belong to, and if they work for the government, they can just call up the register of voters, and they'll say. But then I had five people come to my door and try to take me to half a block to a polling area. And I talked to them and said, no, I'll vote on the day. And I talked to a few other conservatives. They said, well, we should all register a Democrat and get them to use their resources to drive us around.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
State. These people were all from out of state, couples, flown away from far away as Houston. They were polite, and they were different races, ethnicities, and there were only one was older, but they were all college age, and they were true believers.
Yeah, that's what George Soros pays for.
And that's why we have gone California. It's really weird. I mean, Nevada's changed on me. I may have to leave.
I can barely
make it here anymore on my Social Security. So it's like, you know, I've got to
go. But we're going to change this. We're fighting back. And if you ever need a ride to the polling place, you call me and I will take you myself. Okay, buddy?
I don't need it.
But that's the thing. That's what Democrats do. That's what they do. Al, thank you so much for the call. I gotta move on to Ryan here. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
Well, first, I mean, it's okay. I'm not trying. Well, here's how I look at it. One, that the people that are on Daybreak, they do it legal, and it's all legal, and they get away with quid pro quo. And our president, he could be brought down on a campaign finance violation for doing a mafia shakedown on Ukraine. Because that what that call basically was. It was a shakedown. Basically says you dig up information on Biden and son Hunter, and in return I'll release the $500 million of foreign aid that you guys need. And basically that's what it was a mafia call shakedown. I can't believe that you, Dave, me, all the guys don't understand. You guys are supporting this guy. Explain to me how.
Yeah.
How you support a guy that's breaking the law. Campaign finance violations. Treason. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Violating his oath of office. Hell, if I see him here in the
okay,
back,
first
I'm
off.
I may do a citizen arrest on him. So can I have a citizen arrested for violating his oath of office?
Go ahead and try that, Ryan. And if you would stop for a second, I will tell you what I think.
Okay.
This is nothing, but in my opinion, turnabout is fair play. It is exactly what Obama was doing, what Clinton was doing, what Biden was doing, but nobody cares if they do it. They've admitted they've done it and that they get away with it. Trump is under so much scrutiny. You know what? I'm sorry, but we shouldn't be giving aid to Ukraine anyway. That's my tax dollars. And if he wants to do that to finally end some corruption in the Democrat Party, I am 100% okay with it. I don't think it's treason. You know what I think is treason? I think John Kerry being out of office as Secretary of State and going to Iran behind people's backs and telling Iran how to get around our rules and how to get around our methods, I think that is treason. I think it's treason to have a server in your basement, in a basement bathroom with confidential information that you just absolutely ignore the law. You don't do it because you think that it's okay. You do it because you know that it is against the law and that you won't be caught. So, you know, you want to try a citizen arrest against Trump? Go ahead. He still has 100% of my support.
And I agree, Mom, Monica, I agree with you what Kerry did was treasonous. That's to me, you're telling our enemy how to get around. I agree with that. But here's the thing. Between the rules have changed. How I looked at that call, the notes and everything, that looked like a mafia-style shakedown. And that's a campaign finance violation because he's soliciting help from a foreign country to help him win the election in 2020. Have we not learned from 2020?
No, he's not enlisting the...
Yeah, he did.
He is not enlisting. He's going to win. He's going to win the election. We don't need the Ukraine. It does. You know, he wants Biden to run against him because Biden is so far out there, he cannot win. Biden will not, and there's no guarantee that Biden will be, there's no guarantee that Biden will be the nominee. So how can you be enlisting to win something when you don't even know who you're going to be running against? I got to go, Ryan, you brought up some great points, but, you know, we have different opinions on how to look at this. I'm of the mindset that it's fine with me because the Republicans or, you know, President Trump is finally fighting fire with fire. And sometimes you have to do the mafia style. I mean, he's from New York. I'm okay with it. I still support him and I will support him in 2020. I'm wearing my Donald Trump Make America Greater t-shirt right now. KKFT, it's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. You want to take it on? That's fine. I got lots of air in these lungs to keep going. On KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It is the Monica Jay Show. And I know I'm not the only opinion out there. I am only my opinion. And you have yours. Anita, thank you so much for calling in and backing me up. But let's go to those phone lines and check in with Dan this morning. Hi, Dan. What would you like to talk about?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, sir.
How are you doing today? You coming through?
I'm good, honey.
Prediction on the 2020 election. It's going to be Hillary against Trump, and Hillary will win. I hate to say it, but I'm afraid that's what's going to happen. This is not Dan. This is Cromwell. You heard it first on 99.10, 9/27, 2019. Hillary versus Trump, and Hillary will win. I hate to say it, but that's what's going to happen. That's my prediction. Have a good day. A lovely weekend, too.
Thanks, Dan. You too. All right. Joseph, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the prediction. But I wanted to rebut Ryan. The thing of it is, he's obviously using the words right out of Adam Schiff's, that pencil neck geek in Congress there. He used the exact same words that he was reading about Trump's talk with the president there. What that boy needs to do is he needs to get the actual words of the conversation because the
transcript.
Whole conversation is out in the public. He can get it. And he can actually read it and learn something instead of spouting off when he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's calling Trump a mafia guy and stuff like that. He's out of his mind. He doesn't even know what he's like the rest of these liberals. That's all they do is lie. They don't pay any attention to the facts at all. It's lie, lie, lie. And that's all they do. They're a bunch of damn communists, and that's just the fact.
Well, and that's the thing, Joseph, is Schiff admitted that he was using his own words to describe what Trump meant.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what do you mean what Trump meant?
Yeah, I mean...
You have the transcript of what Trump said.
Yeah, it was absolutely disgusting. I mean, what the guy was saying, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he should be hung. The guy is a treasonous little snake. I mean, that's all the Democrats have become, a communist party. That's all they care about is tearing the country down. They want to instill their tyrannical rule, just the same thing they did in Venezuela. They want to take the country down the same path that they did in Venezuela. And, I mean, that's exactly what these people are up to. And, I mean, people need to wake up.
And I think that it's all or nothing right now, Joseph, that it's like Schiff doesn't care what he's saying. He's out there, and he will say whatever needs to be said to put it into the minds of the American public. Just like Sheila Jackson Lee said, you know, you can't even pick up an AR and it takes 50 caliber rounds. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Who uses a 50 caliber round anymore in something like that?
Well, she doesn't. And a 50
they just
round,
say.
The difference between the 223 round, which goes in a AR, and a 50 caliber round is huge. A 50 caliber round is over 6 inches long. And a 223 round is about 2 inches long and very little. There's no comparison. She didn't. That woman is so stupid. She doesn't know what she was talking about. And she's a great person for be talking because she took a trip around the world on the taxpayers. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean,
and I'm a wimp. I use a 22LR in mine. So
well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Hey, just means I have to shoot a few more. So
that's right.
Joseph, thank you so much for the call. And we know what the Democrats are doing. We know. We see it. The problem is, as we had a caller earlier, Democrats from out of state, college kids who are being paid by world government leaders like Soros, who want that One World Initiative going through and want to drag us down, going and knocking on the doors, getting people to the polls, doing the legwork, doing the footwork. Because they have indoctrinated these kids for years. Look at what they're doing with climate change right now. You have to talk to the kids. You have to talk to the college students. And I'm going to bring you something back with those college kids and climate change in just a minute that is just blow your mind. Blow your mind. But I have to correct myself here. Don't really have to correct myself. I just have to add to. Thank you to Sandy for, you know, I get going and going and I start talking about something. And I was mentioning the meeting that is happening tonight for the Regional Planning Commission, for the plan that they've got set out for 2019 and where we're going to be moving forward. I kept saying it's at 900 Foothill Road tonight, and what that is actually it's Marvin Piccolo School. Okay, so tonight, Marvin Piccolo School, if you want to be a part of what happens and what this community is going to look like in future years, then you need to be there. 6 o'clock, Foothill Road, Marvin Piccolo School. This may be, but I think it probably will be, because October 10th is the Regional Planning Governing Board meeting, possible adoption of the 2019 plan. They've been working on this, and you haven't been putting your public comments in. They've had 3 straight days of meetings. They had one on Wednesday in Reno. They had one on yesterday, last night in Sparks. They've got another one in South Reno today. And then it goes to the governing board. Let your voice be heard tonight, 6 o'clock, Marvin Piccolo School. We are the home of Fox News, the ones that actually get it right, the ones who wait for the transcripts to come out, the ones who wait for the allegations to come out, they don't jump on the bandwagons. And neither do we. It's KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and the Monica Jay Show and the home of Fox News. Let's get it started with a little business news. Then we'll move on to a little national and, of course, Amy Cherry with local news on the Monica Jay Show. Thanks.